Oh. We're starting up this podcast.
Oh.
We didn't do a mic check.
No, I've been checking mics through my headphones.
I get that live feedback.
No, it's okay. You're fine.
Cool.
I've been getting that live feedback. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's very good. Welcome, everybody, to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here nice with Adam. You. Oh, nice to meet you too, Adam.
Yeah.
How are you?
You know, I've been better. You know, the war started.
What?
I might get drafted.
This ain't Vietnam.
I have bad eyesight, so I'm hoping that'll.
Yeah, I don't think they'd draft you.
No, I would think. I've used retarded had... practice. They draft me for.
Can they draft you if you're visually impaired?
I don't
think
so.
And overweight.
No, I don't think so. Because I think that was one of the, this completely fictional, tale. I think that was one of the problems in Captain America, was that his eyesight was real bad.
Right? That was it. Because his friend didn't get drafted, and he did, right? Something like that?
No,
Or is that, am I thinking of a
different? No, Bucky got drafted.
Bucky got drafted?
No, Bucky signed up.
Wait, no, wasn't there, a few of them, and one of them didn't get drafted, and it was, heartbreaking?
Yeah, Steve didn't get drafted.
He didn't?
Yeah, because he was scrawny and healthy.
Captain America.
That's okay. Captain America, although I don't like the Avengers, Captain America is my favorite Avenger.
Yeah.
Because I like his storyline a lot. Winter Soldier was very good. I didn't see Civil War because fuck Iron Man.
Yeah, fuck Iron Man.
Yeah, but not in the sense that you're thinking.
No, I know, fuck Iron Man.
Yeah, I hate Iron Man.
He sucks.
Yeah. Captain America's good.
Yeah.
I have no input on this.
That's fine.
He's lame.
I tried watching the Captain America movies with Ricky and Sophia and fell asleep. Not because they were boring, but because I was sleep deprived.
That's true. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Kind of tired, but that's every day.
I think that's par for the course for everyone right now.
Looking forward to spring break and PAX.
Yeah. PAX is in less than 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, it's in
Fuck. Oh, wait, no, it is in two weeks, right?
Less.
Week and a half.
Yeah, less. Week and a half.
Next Friday.
Whoo. Yeah. It's going to be a PAX. We're going to be there. All three of us.
Mm-hmm.
For all 3 days.
Yep.
We'll probably also be at after parties.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
I will tweet out which after party I'm at. So if you want to come, stab me, drink with me, it's okay. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Then you
please don't stab me. Mm-hmm. Please do not. I have a vacation right after PAX. I don't want to go there stab.
Can I stab you with hugs?
Yeah, that's fine. Hugs are nice.
Will these hugs have knives hidden in them somewhere?
Yep.
Oh
my God.
That sounds like a stab to me.
No, it'll just be it'll be a nice hug, but there'll be a thumbtack somewhere.
Oh, just a small thumbtack?
Yeah.
That's like a
stab.
That's not a stab.
It's enough to know to be like, wait, what the fuck are you killing me?
And
it's just a thumbtack.
I mean, if I'm drunk, I'll probably think that you're killing me. If I'm drunk enough, because I still have my wits about me.
In the 5 minutes where you're drunk.
Yeah.
Am I dead? Wait, no, I'm fine.
All right. Have you guys been playing games this week?
I have.
I've played a game. Enlighten us, Sydney.
I've played three games.
Oh, shit.
I played Overwatch, which we don't need to discuss.
No.
Nope.
We'll discuss Overwatch next week when more of us are here and we can go on an in-depth discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
I'd like to do an in-depth discussion on the meta changes.
Yes.
After we get a chance to play competitive, but not today.
No, I'm not doing that.
Because we will
today.
Die.
Yeah. Today is the last day of February. We're recording this. It'll be at your ears a couple days later. Day before Switch launch.
Yep.
That's when you'll hear it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you'll hear our thoughts on the Switch and then you'll go buy a Switch.
Or not.
No, you will. Have you seen that kickstand?
The flimsy-ass kickstand. Yeah. What other games have you been up to?
Fire Emblem Heroes and Fire Emblem Awakening.
We have talked about Fire Emblem Heroes at length.
I only want to mention that Fire Emblem Heroes has drastically improved my ability to play Fire Emblem games in general.
Yeah.
I think having the visual triangle,
it
just in the corner be like, hey, this is what's good against this.
Yep.
Has drastically helped me in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Because I'm stupid and can't remember rock, paper, scissors, unless it is literally rock, paper, scissors.
Same.
Exactly.
Even when it's there's a down arrow, hey, this isn't effective, I'll be like, I'll use it anyway.
Yeah. Yep. How's Awakening treating you?
I like it. I did not play it for a very long time.
Yeah.
I played it like the 2 days before Fates came out.
Yeah.
And then decided I should play Fates and not finish Awakening.
All right.
I did this weird thing where I did not use Master Seals because I didn't know what they did. So I got pretty far in the game of Awakening without leveling up my units.
Yeah, didn't you get like two chapters from the end?
I got to chapter 19, which I don't know how far along that is, but considering Fates had, I think, 23 chapters, it can't be that far.
Yeah. I think Awakening has 21. Don't quote me on that. I haven't played it.
20-something.
Yeah.
I haven't finished yet. I'm on 13 right now.
Yeah.
I love my waifus. I love my husbandos.
Yeah.
I also just really like the story. I know a lot of people like kind of give it flack for not having much of a story.
Awakening?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like,
it's just husbando simulator.
But I really like the story.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I give a shit about the characters. Like, I talk
about... Do you not give a shit about the characters in Fates?
Not really.
Oh.
Not at all. The okay. Birthright family is dreadfully boring, and the Conquest family is dreadfully creepy sometimes.
That's fair. Is Perry from Birthright or Conquest?
Conquest.
Yeah. That, okay, creepy. That's par for the course.
But, like, I think I don't mind Perry because she's so outwardly creepy.
Yeah.
Like, she makes it
obvious.
She's
really upfront with it.
Yeah.
What I've seen from Fire Emblem Heroes.
Like, the other supports, you're doing them, and it's like, oh, this is fine. And then you'll get to, like, their A or S support, and it's like, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, you're doing them.
And Elise is, like, 5.
Yeah. And you can marry her to people.
Oh.
And I'm like, nope.
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 No, 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 no.
Like, in Awakening, Lyssa's young, but, like, I could see her passing as, like, an adult.
Yeah.
Elise is actually just, like, 8.
Yeah, even, like, the way she talks, like, It's very...
It's baby child. Talk.
It's baby talk,
yeah. Oh, jeez.
Like, she has a support with Silas.
Yeah.
Who's, like, your childhood best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And their first support conversation is her saying that she can be his little sister.
No!
And you can marry him.
I've seen enough anime to know where that's going. Moreover, I've seen Jake watch enough anime to know where that's going.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I got the
away.
I got the C and was like, no, that's not happening.
No.
See, I never got far enough in Conquest to actually ship them, so I didn't see the creepy stuff. So they just look like cool people still to me.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. don't do it.
Yeah.
There are like a couple of really good ones, but it's plagued by a lot of really not so good ones.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about Awakening?
I'm really excited to actually, like, do well this time.
All right.
I'm marrying a lot of people, but I haven't gotten far enough along that I can do the paralogues to get the kids yet.
Oh.
So I'm
playing... Oh, yeah, that has that mechanic.
Yeah.
Does Fates?
Yes.
Okay.
You still, like, marry people. They still have kids. But the way they describe how the kids get there is kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Basically, they all have babies and then put them in, like, a time chamber, but time goes faster there. And, like, the parents can visit them, whereas, like, Awakening is just straight up, like, time travel's a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm better with that idea.
Yeah. Let's just cut the bullshit. It's time travel.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
No.
There's no pockets of time chambers.
No.
There's no visiting. It's just,
yeah, like, it makes sense.
It's like, hey, I'm your kid who's an infant, and now I'm an adult.
Yeah. Adam.
I started Neo, but I don't have much to say about that yet. I've only been playing like a couple hours of it.
All right.
It seems like it'll be my thing. I think I talked about this a little bit with Greg on the podcast 2 weeks ago.
Did you play the beta?
No, I missed the beta.
Okay.
And it seems like they've streamlined a lot of the stuff I don't like about Dark Souls.
Okay.
And
I feel
like it'll be more my cup of tea.
Sorry. I feel like that is the general consensus.
Yeah.
Amongst people, it's like people who didn't like Dark Souls but liked the general combat style of it, like Neo.
Yeah, I like fighting in Dark Souls. I just don't like everything there is to go with it, really.
Okay.
Even though a lot of people say that that's the great part of the game, but...
Yeah, it's pretty lore-heavy.
Yeah.
So if you don't like exploring and risking your life to find lore, then you're probably not going to like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Or Bloodborne.
I'll just listen to Vati talk.
Yeah. I love him. His voice is very nice. Do you have any other games you've been playing this week?
The other game I actually played... a little bit. I mean, play a couple hours of it, maybe like 3-4 hours. Is A Night in the Woods.
Yeah, I saw you playing this.
And it's a game.
Not like. I was not over your shoulder.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I
have
saw
noticed.
You playing.
If you were over my shoulders, then that's pretty good. I didn't notice at all.
Okay, I've been told I have a quiet step.
Yeah. Clearly, you do. It's this game about you play as this little cat. Mm-hmm. I'll show you a picture for reference. I pulled it up earlier.
Oh.
And all the listeners, you play as that little cat.
Okay. Ooh. I'll probably use that as put that on our thumbnail.
Her name is May. Oh. And she went to college.
Yeah.
She did 2 years in college and she dropped out. She didn't like college. And then she came
college
home.
College is not for everyone.
It's not for everyone, especially not for May.
Yeah.
And she came home and now you get to spend a bunch of time with your friends from home and see what happens.
Cool.
And I've only played like a not substantial amount of it. So the story hasn't like really started yet.
Yeah.
So I'm still like getting to know all the characters.
Okay.
And
it's really character-based, isn't it?
It's very character-based. Okay. You have like your little friend group.
Yeah. Is it a lot like Oxenfree in that respect?
I didn't play Oxenfree, so
Never mind.
I don't really know.
I played a little bit of Oxenfree.
Yeah. And
and I was not here for the characters. I kind of hated them.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go back and finish it because it looks like it's going to go into cool places.
Yeah.
And I might disagree with Kennedy on why it's like not... Why it's underwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm an English major.
Yeah.
End of the woods.
And all the characters seem super charming so far.
Oh, okay. They're cute.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. Yeah. Like right off the bat.
Yeah. The game starts off as you're heading back, but your parents thought you were coming home from college the next night.
Oh.
So May has to walk through the woods all by herself. And okay. She ends up getting arrested by, I think, like Aunt Cop, I think they call her, something like that. I think.
Yeah.
And
she gets arrested?
Yeah.
For walking in the woods? Just taking a stroll?
Yeah, basically. Not really arrested. She gets, you know, like driven.
Driven to, home. Okay. Escorted home.
Yeah, escorted home. And you go to the house and they, oh, I thought we were picking you up tomorrow. Oh, well, welcome home, I guess. And then.
The parents of the year.
Yeah. And then, yeah, all the characters are super good.
Yeah.
Super, super charming right now.
Okay.
There's one I really like. His name's Greg, and he's the little fox in the corner right there.
Oh,
one.
Cool!
And you come home and you visit him in his job, and he just like starts getting really, really excited that you're home, and he starts like shaking his paws and everything. And he's like, "Oh my god, I'm so happy you're back!"
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
Yeah,
it's really great so far.
Sorry,
I'm very excited to play more of it.
Yeah, that's good. I played approximately 2 hours of Yakuza 0.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking rad. I've been watching Giant Bomb play it, mm-hmm. and it made me want to play it. There are not a lot of games that I watch a Let's Play of, mm-hmm. Let's Play, quote unquote, yeah. And want to go play that game because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I want to have my own experience with Yakuza because yeah. I know it's going to be different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I am literally this moment, I am contemplating going home and buying a PlayStation 4 mm-hmm. at like 11 o'clock at night when nowhere mm-hmm. is open.
Yeah.
Just so I could play this game.
Hey, Walmart's open. If you want a quick PS4, you go there.
PS4, quick PS4, quick drain to the bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right before PAX, not good.
And the Switch.
I am not buying a Switch on launch.
Oh, you're not?
Mm-mm.
I thought you were.
Nope. I need to save money because I'm going on vacation and I'm going to want to buy souvenirs.
You know, mm-hmm. that is fair.
I'm also paying for our hotel room for PAX. Well, from my bank account, you guys are you're sharing,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
But
I'm glad that the allure of Zelda could not pull you in.
It is pulling me in,
but it's not pulling your bank account strings.
Yeah, I have student loans that I have to pay. I don't think my parents are going to help me with my student loan payments. They seem pretty adamant about not doing that. And also, I want that Master's Edition of Zelda.
Are they going to restock it?
No. And that is why I am probably going to spend $700 on this console up front. Because I need it.
Oh, the Switch?
Yes.
Wait.
Because the Switch is $300. Well, $650.
Yeah.
The Switch is $300. And okay. Scalpers are selling the fucking Master's Edition for $350 on eBay.
Okay.
Just to put things in perspective, I am, when I have the money, I am willing to drop $250 on a vinyl. $250 to $300. I'm not good with money, but I also realize those are not impulse purchases.
Yeah.
Those are things that I want to add to a collection that I can wait on.
Yeah.
So,
as a perspective, you're willing to spend more on a game than you are on a system.
Yeah.
Granted, the game comes with other things. But not on the PS4.
Yeah.
I never said I was good with money. I'm trying to be better, which is why I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. If I was not good with money, I would have a Switch on pre-order.
Maybe it'd be like the Wii U, where like it was full priced, and then all of a sudden the price dropped.
Yeah. Wii U's are still like a little bit out of my price range right now. And I don't know if I'm going to get one. in addition to a Switch. I think I don't know if there are a lot of games on that that would make it worth it for me, especially since the few I wanted to play aside from Xenoblade Chronicles 2 are coming to the Switch. There was a game that came out today that I didn't get to play.
Tell us about your experience without playing it.
Yeah.
Would you like to glare at the people who aren't in the room?
Yeah.
Damn.
I would like to glare at the people who may or may not have been on this podcast that also are doing the same thing that they were doing when I was going to play Desync instead of, and they're doing the same thing instead of being on this podcast. You know who you are.
They're playing Guilty Gear.
Yeah, they're playing Guilty Gear.
And they have been for a while.
Yeah. And I was like coming into campus to record, and I was like, oh, install Desync on the computer for me. I want to play it before the podcast.
They got the password, unlocked it, and then we're like, Guilty Gear.
Yeah. And like, I can't say I expected anything else. Honestly, yeah.
I was just sitting outside.
Sorry, sorry, but it came out today. We're a gaming news podcast primarily. I would have loved to experience it before talking about it, but it looks real cool. It's a synth punk FPS, and it looks really neon and cool. It's published by Adult Swim Games, and it came out today.
Cool.
Also, March is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast on the internet, March is today, and March was yesterday. And Nintendo still has not said anything about Animal Crossing Mobile!
That's wrong.
Hold on, could I interrupt you for 1 second? A message from Dan. Wait, who's the fourth on the podcast tonight? I thought Greg went up. I'm sorry, Dan, I'm exposing you.
Oh my god! Greg
went up after our match is stopped.
No, right outside. I'm going to correct them right fucking now. I'm going to correct them right fucking now. I said you figure it out amongst yourselves and you meet us up here.
Not for nothing. Is it Craig next to Dan?
They were sitting next to each other. Exposed. Keem's on fucking...
We exposed like 3 people yesterday on Discord. Aww. Like all amongst ourselves in good jest.
Keem's on fucking life alert. Woo! He's got so much news for us.
Did I miss this when I went to sleep?
No, it was
boring. I see the message now.
Yeah. It was during too when we were just fake exposing everyone.
I don't remember that. I must have been really out of it last night.
Where is Greg? Is he right outside our room? What does right outside mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It could mean a lot of things. And I don't see him outside here, so that
is
means...
Is he outdoors?
Maybe he's eating food or something.
I'm hungry too!
Yeah.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little more than upset because of like things going on in my mind.
I'm sorry, Dan.
That is not fair that I'm bringing them into the podcast. But they're here!
Yeah, so you might as well.
They're here in
spirit. So I might as well. I'm not going to mention them on the podcast, though, because that destroys the point.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll confide in you guys after. Because I trust you.
Desync.
Animal Crossing Mobile. I'm done with Desync because I haven't played it yet. Animal Crossing Mobile.
That was unplanned.
What?
That was unplanned.
Yeah, that was unplanned. Where is Animal Crossing Mobile? March is tomorrow. I want at least an announcement.
Was it March? I thought it was some point this year.
They said March.
They said March.
They said March. They said March alongside Fire Emblem Heroes, and Fire Emblem Heroes got deployed early.
Yeah.
And they haven't said anything about Animal Crossing.
You know, there's always another side to that. You know, Fire Emblem's early, so Animal Crossing's late.
Yep. I'm fully expecting that. I'm expecting Animal Crossing, now, to come out in like June.
Yeah.
And I'll play it. I'll 100% play it.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like it would work well coming out in June.
It would.
Because
that's when New Leaf came out.
I wasn't even aware of that. I was just thinking, like, man, Animal Crossing, like, that kind of caters to, like, little kids who will be out of school in the summer.
That's pretty smart. I would not mind waiting until June if it's, like, a polished Animal Crossing experience.
Not like Pokemon Go. Don't do, like, Pokemon Go again.
No. Be more Fire Emblem than Pokemon.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see. We talked about Animal Crossing Mobile. That is not coming out until June. I'm calling it here. Place your bets. Let's see. What else did I have to talk about? I wrote shit down, guys.
I did too, but maybe not for this podcast. I was
gonna it. If Desync did not release by the time we recorded the podcast, I was going to say it was supposed to come out today.
Oh, okay. It was supposed to
come. Yeah. I was writing my notes at, like, during lunch.
Was it like a late release, like a Pacific?
Yeah, it
noon?
Was like 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, I got my new DS over the weekend.
You did?
So now I can play Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer.
Yes.
And not have to use the puck. To get my cards in the there.
Puck. Like, love that puck.
Man, it was so empowering just like opening the DS and putting my Mabel amiibo right on the screen and it read. It's like this is the future.
Yeah. It is the future. It's real nice. I would love to get back into Happy Home Designer. I love designing houses in Animal Crossing.
I built a couple of really good ones, which, like, I get burnt out on that game because I feel like I lose creativity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I felt really inspired the other day.
Yeah. I got burnt out on playing it because I played it for, like, 8 hours the day it came out.
Yeah, that was
literally
me.
Like, I did not stop.
Except it wasn't the day of, it was for Christmas.
But when you got it.
Yeah.
I got it the day it came out.
I
so
just,
like, you know, it's
I
difference.
Sat on my couch and was like, mm-hmm. We're going to play this for 6 hours.
This is happening. Yeah. Let's move on to some news.
News.
What happened in the news?
Huh?
Spot news.
We did news, and then the whoo kind of sounded like
I don't
it.
Think it picked up, but there was a siren outside.
And it sounded like news.
Yeah. Spot news. Let's see. The Nintendo Switch is coming out on Friday.
Yep.
Yes.
Tomorrow, if you're listening to the audio-only version of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And today, it came out at midnight, if you're listening to this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Which it will be on YouTube on Friday.
Pinky promise?
Pinky promise. Like, literally, I will pinky promise you right now.
Pink you.
Pink you. Pink you promise.
Pink you. She's not going to go through with it. She said pink you promise.
No.
She's pinky. Trying to cheat herself out of it.
Pinky promise. It will be out on Friday. I don't know what got into me. But anyway, that's not a discussion for this.
No.
It's all related. It's all related. Anyway, we're getting reports about battery life.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild. Actually, I'm going to use this to launch into, like, our in-depth segment, which we're having a little bit early. Battery life is about 2.5, like, approaching 3 hours. On the Switch. I think it's like, 2.5.
That doesn't sound terribly good.
Playing Breath of the Wild, like, on full settings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an average. Okay. Which is, and it's in the lower end of what they expected.
Yeah.
For the console. And people are kind of upset about it. And I can understand why. It's because Nintendo's pushing this as, like, a handheld hybrid console.
I mean, like, I remember there was a specific commercial where they advertised it. People were playing it in the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't been on a plane and been in the airport where it took under 2.5 hours.
Yeah. But you're not sitting for 2.5 hours. Mm. You know? Like, in the airport.
It depends.
It depends. It does depend. Clearly, if you have a layover, you're going to have access to charging ports and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you're in the airplane for more than 2.5 hours, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
You know, if you use all that battery. Unless you have a little charging bank, as one would. The fact that it charges USB-C makes me really happy, because I have a USB-C phone and a USB-C fast charger.
Oh, I should get USB-C.
Yeah. USB-C is really nice, and I don't know if they're integrating quick charge into the Switch. Mm-hmm. I think I heard a rumor about it, but if they are, that thing obviously will charge quick.
That'll be great.
That's good.
The thing that I am not upset about is its battery life, honestly, because we've had, like, mobile gaming apparatuses mm-hmm. for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've had mobile gaming laptops for at least 10 years, at least. And not one of them does more than 2 hours on full settings. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, it's not fair to expect a portable device to run something at full 1080p for 2 hours straight and then keep going.
That's
so
true.
I can understand with, like, low power games, the Switch will do better. And that's fine. You know, I'd probably get 6 hours out of my 3DS's battery life on, like, not demanding games. So I don't want to be like, oh, why are people upset? You know, mm-hmm. this has been the standard. Yeah. Like when I had a gaming laptop, I barely got an hour out of it, and I was happy. Damn it. Yeah, battery life being 2 hours for something that is supposed to perform to like the penultimate standard is, I think it's a moot point. It's not like, oh, I'm not gonna buy the Switch because its battery is only 2.5 hours. Like, that's enough for a decent commute. Yeah. That's enough for killing some time. Like, and if, ooh, Jesus, I'm flicking this pen everywhere, getting the marker everywhere on my laptop. I just, what are people expecting out of a console that runs at 1080p? Yeah. And the first of its kind that runs at 1080p.
I think that's probably what it boils down to, is like, we don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah. So we expect like, oh, it's gonna last for like 12 hours.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I wasn't expecting like 12 hours, but I was expecting like 4.
Yeah.
Like, an extra hour, just because I feel like once you say 2.5, like, that isn't a lot of time mm-hmm. when you're gaming.
Yeah, that's with a very intensive game.
That's true. But I don't know how intensive all the other games are. This is where I stop knowing things, because I don't know tech.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid the Switch news, because I know Breath of the Wild spoilers are going to be in there.
Yeah.
And I need to avoid those for, like, months until I get my hands on a Switch.
The problem that I have, like, this happened with my laptop, is when I deleted programs, I gained a lot of battery life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm back to normal, basically, after deleting, like, Battle.net.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't need that anymore, and Steam.
Yeah,
but like, is that gonna affect it as you continue to download games, especially since it already has a limited space?
I that brings me to my next point, actually. Well, let's wrap up this battery discussion.
It's tiny.
I have a thing to go along with the battery discussion before we
go ahead.
So over the weekend, this website called The Family Gamer TV did some battery tests with like all handheld consoles mm-hmm. to see like where the Switch lies in between those, and here's how they did it. They did it screen on, full brightness.
Yep.
No software running.
Oh, is it a chart? Let me see it.
It's a chart. Hold on. And
because I think I saw it.
You saw it, yeah. And all wireless connections, if the consoles have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a list, if you would like.
Oh no, I did not see that. Okay. Never mind.
So I don't know if I want to read all of this, but
read highlights.
Their test. They found the Switch with nothing running, full brightness, wireless. Mm-hmm. That criteria. Lasted them 5.12 hours.
That's not bad.
And to compare to other things, they did the test with a lot of other handhelds too.
Yeah.
The DSi was 2.41 hours on average. This is averages. I think they did it like multiple times or something like that. At least I hope.
I remember people complaining about the DSi's battery life, actually.
Yeah.
This seems to be a thing with Nintendo consoles on occasion.
Yeah, the 3DS is 3.25 hours, so it's already substantially better than that.
Okay.
The 2DS is 3.55 hours.
This is nothing on... Full brightness. This is idling.
Just idling. Full brightness.
Okay.
Wireless on. The PSP is 4.56 hours.
Okay.
The Vita is 5.01 hours.
Ooh.
And the new 3DS XL. Wait, I don't know what the fuck that means. I think.
Let me see.
That might be an expansion thing or something. I don't know if that's.
Yeah, that's an expansion.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair. I'm not even going to say that.
But the Game Boy Color, though.
Yeah, but the Game Boy...
didn't have a lit screen. The Game Boy Color did. It had a backlit screen.
Yeah.
The Game Boy did not.
Yeah. No.
On, like, AA batteries. This is when we were efficient, when we had to make things count.
There was also no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's also no Wi-Fi. Wireless takes up a good chunk.
Just that cable. Yeah. That sweet cable that would have been really nice when I was transferring my data.
Yeah. So it's on the upper end.
It is definitely on the upper end. The only other handheld consoles that are above it are the original DS, which is 6.51.
Yeah, that thing was thick though.
Yeah, I think it was real thick. That was a great console.
Yeah.
And then the GBA, the Game Boy, and the Game Boy Color. Huh. All above it. The Game Boy Color at a whopping 35.45 hours.
On two AA batteries.
On two AA batteries.
Step up your fucking game, Nintendo. Yeah. Where have you gone?
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, I think that's a good thing to put things into perspective.
Yeah.
Speaking of cartridges, mm-hmm. there have been reports that Breath of the Wild does not need an install.
which is fantastic.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It runs all off the cartridge. And when you think about it, I'm pretty sure the cartridges are just like distilled, quote unquote, class 10 cards, memory cards. They probably can hold a lot of data. They can probably read, write very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I am, because everyone was like, oh, it only has 32 gigabytes of storage.
Maybe it won't need it.
It probably won't. Yeah.
If you're buying physically, that is.
Yes. If you're buying digitally, obviously you're going to need space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes into play.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo doesn't quite get the fact that digital games take up a lot of space.
Yes. Yeah.
On their console.
Yeah.
Not just on, you know, anything else. So it's a bit of an incentive, I think, to buy physical.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Will that increase sales, like, in terms of statistics?
In terms of statistics?
Yes.
I think they count digital downloads for, like, a copy of the game. Oh, so I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah, okay.
It
doesn't change anything.
I am wondering now, though, since, like, if you download a game, will it take more energy from the battery to read write to the system? Because if we're going on the assumption that it's basically a modified micro SD card on the cartridge, those don't take a lot of power to read write at all. Like, a phone can do it, no problem. Phones also have, like, massive batteries, but they're also, you know, whatever, we're not going down that rabbit hole, but, like, they're optimized, things like that. I'm wondering if lost my train of thought. if it makes a difference on battery life, if you buy a physical game versus buying a digital game.
That'll be interesting to
see. Yeah. I think once a few of us have Nintendo Switches, we should do, like, a control test.
Yeah.
And we should also do, like, an experiment.
Yeah.
More spot news.
More spot news.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll definitely be doing all physical for the Switch, so.
Yeah. I will probably be doing all physical also. Yeah.
I think with the addition of, like, physical, it just kind of also brings into perspective the problem that the next-gen consoles had of where you had to put in the disc and then also download it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people were frightened when they found out it only had 32. Because, I mean, like, even looking on the back of what Final Fantasy was, 50 or 60?
Yeah, 50 gigs.
Like,
plus a day one install.
Yeah. And it's like, that doesn't fit on a Switch.
No, not even kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what everyone expects that now, because that's been the standard now for a few years. Yeah. So.
And that's a big selling point.
Yeah,
that's, honestly.
It's massive. I can just put Zelda in.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be nice.
What a time we live in.
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
What a time it would have been to play Ghost Recon the same night I started the install.
Cartridges are the future.
I wanted to play Ghost Recon with Dave.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it last night, and I was like, yeah, install Ghost Recon. And he, like, tried to do it after I left. So, like, I'm on this 40-minute drive home from New Hampshire. And I get home, and it's like, why does Ubisoft hate me? The beta ended today. I was like, God damn!
Oh, no.
Because he tried to do the same thing with For Honor. Yeah, and the day he installed it, it ended.
Oh, Dave.
I feel so bad.
Yeah. Oh, that ended?
What?
The Ghost Recon one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to drive up mountains anymore.
I was really looking forward to playing it.
Yeah, I wanted to go back into it.
Yeah. Maybe, I
might buy it
if it goes on sale.
That was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I won't have time to play it right away because. Yeah. But if it's something that we all play as a group, I'll make time to play it.
Yeah. Yeah. If it gets more optimized,
I will buy it on launch.
Yeah.
I probably won't buy it on launch, but, like, I will consider buying it. I had more fun with that game than I did with For Honor. But I think For Honor just isn't really my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like For Honor. It's not my thing because I'm bad at it.
Yeah. And it's like, I like the concept. I really like what it is. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'd be able to stick with For Honor. It seems like a lot of fun. But I don't know if I'd be able to stick with that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I got into it now, I would immediately return it.
Yeah.
It's like, I am not going to get anywhere with this.
I feel like I'd do the same.
Yeah. One last piece of Switch news before we, or two. Before we continue, one, because we have a next segment. The Switch is being sold at Best Buy without pre-ordering. They're probably going to have a limited stock as opposed to Target, who's going to have, like, little to none.
Yeah.
If you haven't pre-ordered a Switch, get your ass to Best Buy.
Yeah. another weird thing about Best Buy is I've been seeing on the Kind of Funny Facebook page that a lot of the pre-orders from Best Buy are just getting canceled.
Oh!
So and it's really weird that they're canceling said pre-orders, but they still have the stock
that's
to
weird.
Release on Friday.
That's shady.
It's
so maybe don't give your ass to Best Buy. Don't support that business practice.
Do it if you want to switch.
Do it if you want to switch.
Anything.
In the future.
In the future.
In the future, don't do that. Yeah. Don't support that business practice.
Yeah.
Has there been like a really solid business that hasn't cheated people out of pre-orders?
No.
I feel like
probably not.
But like
probably
in the past 3 months alone, I feel like there have been a lot.
Yeah.
There was the Zelda one with, not Zelda. The Amazon one, wrong Z in the part of the word. With the Poochie amiibos.
Oh yeah, a hell of a lot of those are canceled. I never even got notified when mine got canceled. Mine just kind of didn't show up in my orders anymore.
Oh shit!
If I didn't look back to my order from a fucking 8 months ago, I wouldn't have noticed. I don't have a Poochie amiibo.
Is it just Nintendo not knowing how to produce stock at
It's weird. This happens very frequently.
Yeah,
like
this
they,
seems to happen only with Nintendo.
Yeah, and it seems to be. Now a trend that they over pre-order things now.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, we don't have the stock for that. And then they just cancel a bunch of them.
I feel like they're underestimating how well they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're in a financial, they might be in a financial deficit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Xbox and PS4 are doing so much better than us. But Xbox and PS4 are also making enough supply to meet their demand.
Yes.
Yeah, or maybe even they're just not being honest with companies based on how much how much supply they're actually going to give them. So when companies over pre-order, they're like, wait, you lied to us.
Yeah.
We got to cancel all these now.
Yeah.
You mean like when there were two Lucina amiibos
at
GameStop?
Yeah, when there were two Lucina. Yeah.
Fuck.
I think it's a lot of things, and I think it has to deal with Nintendo not communicating well.
Yeah.
They've done that a lot in the past. So
and I can tell you from a business perspective, not communicating well does not make for a good business.
No.
Not at all.
No.
The Poochie one got me though because they fixed the they restocked afterwards.
Yeah, they restocked them on Amazon, and that's where I pre-ordered from the beginning. So I'm like, okay, I'll order this again.
Maybe
I was half expecting just two of them to show up at my door.
They could be buddies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do have an experience with one thing getting canceled that I pre-ordered from Amazon.
Yeah.
This was for your birthday.
Okay. Okay.
I ordered, like, the three-piece Guy Fieri cookware set.
Oh.
Like, 2 weeks before your birthday.
Yeah.
It was in stock.
Yeah.
And like a week later, they were like, we can't ship this out until 2 months after your birthday. 2 days before the ship date, they were like, we can't do this.
Please stop. We didn't expect people to buy this.
Yeah. No, it's like they were in stock and everything. They're just like, we
don't want to ship this. Bye.
We don't want to live up to this joke. We don't want to help you out. So I got you
the pan, which is just as good.
Because I think when you learn to cook, you're more apt to use the one pan instead of like a three-piece cookware set.
No, I'm going to use that pan.
It's like, okay, you need to make soup.
Yeah,
this pan.
Yep, all right. I'm going to do it.
Speaking of selling games, Twitch is planning on selling games in the future.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're owned by Amazon, so we might run into the issue of we're canceling your pre-order.
God damn it.
I actually didn't hear about this. Like digitally or physically?
I think digitally.
Okay.
Through their proprietary download system.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Twitch Now.
Twitch, yeah, that's the one.
No, I actually just made that up.
I am talking out of my ass.
Amazon frightens me sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
They own too much stuff.
Yes.
They're the new Comcast. They're getting there.
If
they're
Amazon
wants
to provide me with internet, phone, TV shows on demand,
I would allow
and like free shipping and like a Spotify like service, all for $90 a year.
Yeah.
Okay,
hello,
they can own as much as they want.
Yeah, hey, get me away from Comcast.
Yeah,
I'll do
please.
It. Yeah.
If they want to give me fiber-ass internet,
hell yeah.
Please bring your internet to Boston.
Come
here before Fios does.
And speaking of Prime Video, Microsoft is going to be trying out its own game streaming system like PS Go.
Now.
PS Now.
I think PlayStation Now. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
That'd be really fucked up if there was PS Go and CS Go.
Oh, jeez. And going back to Twitch, you can now change your username every 60 days.
60 days, yeah.
Yeah. I already did. It's the same as my Twitter handle,
Nerta.
Yeah, but the last T is a 7 because some fucker took my handle.
Ner 7.
Yeah, Ner 7. Nerd 7. Because lead speak. Yeah, I know. I was really upset about it, but I did not want to use an underscore. And I couldn't put like an underscore at the beginning.
No.
That's how I was. I was like, I don't want underscores or numbers in mine.
Yeah.
So now I'm Corgi Brid.
Nice. Nice.
Like my Spotify. And you're,
and you're Adam Dasani.
Yeah, I'm finally Adam Dasani. Yeah. I am no longer Man Bear Pig 34. I am
Adam
Dasani.
Yeah, I am no longer Taupe Otter.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that in freshman year where it belongs.
I can't wait to tell Nairo whenever you sub to him next month. I'll be like, hey, man, I changed my name. And he'll be like, wait, who the fuck are you? And I'll be like, damn, Nairo.
Yeah. Overwatch is getting a new hero. And it's rumored to be Doomfist.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want it to be Effie?
But maybe Effie.
Yeah, what if... Because isn't it rumored that Effie made the new hero?
Yeah.
So what if she made Doomfist?
Yeah.
I really want Effie to be an integral part of Overwatch's story. I recently downloaded all of their comics and read them. They're very good.
I read the McCree one. It was really bad.
McCree one's bad, but like the rest are good. I like Torbjorn now. Yeah. I like Torbjorn as a character.
Good for him.
Do you know me? I like Torbjorn as a character. That's what these comics did for me.
Yeah.
Is there any character that you liked that you now dislike because of the comics?
Soldier. I think Soldier's a prick.
I thought he was just bland. I didn't like him before.
Yeah, I thought he was just bland, so I was like, eh, you're tolerable. Now,
if you want to know why, read the comics.
Yeah.
We are not affiliated with Dark Horse Comics or Blizzard Entertainment.
Or Comixology, an Amazon property.
I like Mixology.
Me too.
That was a bad show.
Was it?
I didn't know it was a show.
It was like an old. I think it was.
Was it like a dating show?
It was kind of. It was like a sitcom. I think it was like a.
It sounds bad.
I think it was like an ABC or NBC sitcom
of
from
course
like
it was.
3-4 years ago.
Wait, and I think I remember this.
Is this like just, Baggage?
It's no Baggage is fantastic.
Baggage is great.
Baggage is really great. This is a fucking garbage ass sitcom that lasted I think for like 3 episodes. I don't even think it finished its first season.
Okay,
and
got
canceled very quickly. It was fucking shit.
I like that Tiffany is the only other person that's seen this message. In Livecast chat!
Have you been monitoring it?
Yeah, it's up in the background of my Facebook. It's dimmed, but like only Tiffany has seen it.
That's so
I like
good.
This. This is very petty.
Good job, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Good job, Tiffany. Oh, I clicked on the wrong message.
Real quick, let's do releases, and then we have a lot of questions to get to today. Upcoming, we got literally all of the Switch games on launch, which I'm not going to list because that would take a long time.
Everybody knows it's 1-2 Switch.
It would not take a long time, but I'm not going to do it. There are a lot more. There's Snipper Clips. I think Stardew Valley is a launch title now.
No, Summer. I can run down the
Again,
list.
I'm talking out of my ass. We don't have to.
1-2 Switch.
Every Switch launch game, you've probably heard of them by now if you're listening to this podcast.
Skylanders Imaginators.
Yep. Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
I said Snipper Clips.
1-2 Switch.
1-2 Switch. The Switch will be the first console to feature Stardew Valley multiplayer.
Yep.
In the summer.
Very exciting.
Yep.
Even before PC?
This is the first console.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was like, but it came out on PC.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be PC first because it's easier to develop for.
Yeah.
And easier to patch.
Yeah. That's true.
Horizon Zero Dawn came out today.
Yep.
I forgot that came out today.
Yeah.
Big day. Big week.
Big week. And I found out about this game like 2 days ago. Yesterday, probably. It's a game called Ruiner. It's Devolver's new.
Oh, is that like the fucking metal-ass looking one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know me, I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah.
I am very excited for this game. Because it's Shadowrun.
Yeah.
It's Shadowrun without the RPG elements.
I forgot about that game. I think that might have come out on PS4, but maybe not PC. I don't remember.
I don't think it's out yet at all because I would have seen gameplay footage. I would have seen it. Yeah. That thing is like dipped in aesthetic.
No.
Like all of Devolver's games. I really appreciate them.
Yeah.
That's all I have for upcoming releases.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Know anything that I don't?
Oh,
probably. That's how we learn from people.
I don't think so.
No. Nothing I can think of that's important.
I don't pay attention to things.
All right.
I do, but I don't think there's
anything. That's all I got. Let's get to questions.
Yes.
Question time.
So we have a bunch.
Hopefully, I want to try out new jingles.
Yeah. Like maybe in between topics. Yeah.
I need to talk to Tiffany about making us some.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because Tiffany wrote our intro jingle, and I have been in love with it since we started using it in August, I think. Let's see. First question comes from Pellar Browning on Facebook. Strider on NES or Strider on Genesis?
You know, Pellar, I wish I could say that I've played the Genesis version, but I've only played the NES version, so by default, I will have to say the NES version.
Yeah. I haven't played either, so I don't have an opinion.
I've also never played either. I've never heard of this game.
We don't have any other questions on Facebook. Sorry, I'm sorry, it was kind of a cop-out. I might go back and play it because... give you an answer next week.
I'm not even sure if there is this like a meme or something. Is there like substantial differences?
I feel like I've heard of it this week for some reason.
I'm not very well versed in Strider. I've just only played the NES version and that new port. I'm not really.
Let's see.
Versed in it.
Next, these questions come from Twitter, and this question credit is from Power Burial on Tumblr. Would you rather fight a buff nerd or a jock who listens to jazz? The nerd has a lot of pent-up anger and might pretend you're his dad. But because of the jock's exposure to jazz music, his attack patterns and movements are a lot less predictable. I'd still pick the nerd.
Yeah, I'd pick the nerd.
Because the nerd is probably like either 90 pounds wet or not very fast.
Yeah, I'd pick the nerd. Maybe he's insecure too, so maybe I could win the mental game.
Yeah. I would also enjoy fighting the jock because the jock's movements are probably very telegraphed despite being jazz-like.
Yeah. I would just put on some like Mario Kart 8 music and I'd be like, let's fight, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's good fight music. Yeah. Yakuza has really good fight music.
He's got good fight music.
Shit. I'm so in love with that game. Anyway.
I think I just put on Everybody Wants to Be a Cat and hope for the best.
I'd probably put on We're Gonna Have a Rumble from West Side Story.
You gotta call Ben to do the snaps, though.
Mm-hmm. Gotta call Ben to do the snaps and flip a butterfly knife comb.
Yep.
Yeah. Ben will be my wingman. Yeah, that comes from Andy on Twitter. Next one comes from Wasabi on Twitter. What pizza toppings do you hate?
Pepperoni.
I honestly hate ranch as a topping. I like it as a light sauce instead of the pizza sauce.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. It's
I also dislike pepperonis.
I really hate pepperoni.
Yeah.
No, I don't like peppers. Like, get your fucking peppers off my pizza.
Yeah, peppers and tomatoes. Yeah. Sun-dried tomatoes is the worst thing to put on pizza. If you put sun-dried peppers on my pizza, I am not friends with you anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know, because, like, sun-dried tomatoes can work, but it can't be on, like, regular pizza. It has to be on an artisan pizza. Then it's fine. Yeah. But, like, in place of tomato sauce, no.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Yeah, fuck peppers. I'm fine with pineapples.
I like peppers, and I don't like them on pizza.
Yeah. I just don't like peppers.
No, neither.
They're not my thing.
Definitely not.
Let's see. Any interesting plans for spring break?
I'm going to go to PAX and I'm going to sit on my ass. And then maybe I will leave my house occasionally to hang out with people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here on spring break, so you guys are limited to like staying in Boston.
It's true. It's true, and we have to plan for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Puerto Rico for spring break after
Puerto
PAX.
Puerto Rico.
Literally, PAX ends... 5 hours later, I'm on a flight.
That's stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... And this ties into the next question. But, Sydney, do you have any plans for spring break?
Pretty much the same as Adam. Okay. My mom took off the week, so she's like, I can drive you.
That's good.
I'm like, cool. But, like, you're not going to drive me to New Hampshire for a road trip.
No. Yeah. And any bands you have become obsessed with or listened to a lot recently? These are also from Andy.
I have two, thanks to you, Brian. Passion Pit.
Yes!
And Walk the Moon.
Yeah.
Are bands I've listened to a substantial amount lately.
Yeah.
I really like both of them. I'm a big fan of Indie Garbage.
Indie Garbage is great.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot more Kanye West on the playlist.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah? I didn't think that I would like this. Like, my friend came over last week, and we kind of bonded over the fact that we now like music that we absolutely despised in high school.
Yeah.
And I was really glad that she and I agreed on a lot of these things. And I had one more, Glass Animals.
Okay.
Again, I found them last year. They're fantastic. They're very bizarre.
I've been digging glass animals, but I have not been listening to them a lot recently. Mostly because I listen to four bands. And if you have listened to this podcast at all before, you know what they are.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know if I want to say them. Go back and find, though. It's
Perturbator.
Perturbator is like my number one. I love his music so much.
Madeon,
Porter Robinson, and Bastille. I've also been into Carpenter Brut lately.
That was the one I was going to say.
Because 2 days before PAX, I am going to see him in concert. So
that's a very busy week.
Yeah, that happened during Guts too.
You're gonna go to a concert. Oh, you're gonna go to PAX for 3 days, and then you're gonna go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
well, that's fucking cool.
Yeah,
that's a real nice setup. Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
I also have to pack my luggage.
Yeah, for two different trips.
Yeah, luckily it's like the same, and there's a dish. there's a washing machine and dryer. At my grandparents' place in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that makes packing so much easier.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring clothes. Like three pairs of pants.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to smell real bad on the plane. Like, sorry for anyone who has to sit next to me.
A lot of people smell bad on planes.
It's a plane. Yeah, it's like, a the plane smells bad.
Yeah. Because people live there, basically.
Yeah, flight attendants will basically live on planes. Yeah.
Do you get anything special for going to Puerto Rico on the plane?
No, you don't get Wi-Fi. The little TVs don't work all the way through.
But you get a mango when you land.
No,
no, damn.
You have to go pick your own mango.
I've never been there, and so like, this is I'm assuming.
You're assuming?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
That's pretty racist.
Whoa, 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 whoa! A lot of cultures like mangoes.
A lot of cultures do like mangoes. Like, I was gonna say Puerto Ricans because mango mango is Puerto Rican. Americans like mango.
How long is the flight?
It's about 3 hours.
Oh, okay, wow, that really? That's not great. That bad.
That's yeah. A great flight.
So 11:55, day of PAX, March 12th. I'm in the air.
Wait. I'm sorry. If you just said the flight, I was thinking of something else. What time is the flight?
11:55 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to think of a funny thing to say. Okay. Oh, we're good. I just wanted to know.
You're good.
Yeah,
I think we land at 3:43.
That's fantastic.
Or very close to it.
That's great.
Yeah. I need to buy carry-on luggage because my family doesn't travel, so I don't have any. not any that's not unwieldy. Oh yeah, you guys are gonna be alone for a week for the podcast.
Yes.
Say no more.
You guys are gonna have to edit it too.
Well, Dan's still here.
I want Dan to do that. Hey, Dan could do that.
Now's a good time to learn.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I learned anything in that like briefing.
Oh, no.
I was trying so hard to, but I just, I don't know. I don't get it.
Do you need more of a one-on-one?
I think so. I think I literally need somebody to hold my hand and like give me an example project and be like, do this.
Okay, so you're a tasking learner.
Yes,
that's not what it's called.
Very much so.
You learn by doing.
Yes.
Okay.
The worst thing you can do is tell me to read a book and then give me a test on it without telling me anything about it.
Yeah. I don't comprehend anything when I read either.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I have had to read books for my major that it was like, okay, now analyze it. And I'm like,
yep.
I'm like, all right, so let's start from the top. Which book is
so
this?
So there is a man named Gilgamesh. There is a person named Enkidu.
That's such a good name.
ancient literature is real good. That was the first book I had to read for my major, actually.
I thought you were just going to stop it. That was my first book.
Yeah. Enkidu. The Epic of Gilgamesh was my first book. I read it in Armenian.
Start off strong.
I actually still have the first book I read in Armenian. It is a picture book about a soldier toy who... Actually, it's a pretty sad story, but it has a happy ending. I'll summarize it for you real quick, because I know you're all intrigued. You're at the edge of your seats for this story. There's a little soldier toy.
I'm pretty far back.
Yeah, I would fall out if I was on the edge.
So there's this little soldier toy, and he gets thrown in the trash.
Aww.
And he, like, from the trash, he has all sorts of adventures. Like, he falls into a storm drain, and he ends up falling into, like, a little paper boat.
Aww.
And it takes him down river, and it takes him to, like, you know, the trash compacting facility, yeah, where, but they actually burn things.
So is this Toy Story 3?
Yeah, oh, and no, then they, I think, like, almost die.
Yeah, yeah. It's does he the, almost dies.
Does the claw save
wait,
him?
No.
Does he
this
die?
This is a different story.
No, wait, he totally dies.
I want to go home and check, because, like, I'm doing this story a horrible injustice. Either he, like, gets put in a fireplace. Okay, yeah.
That's different from a trash compact.
I read it when I was, like, 3!
Do you remember the name of it? Not in Armenian.
I don't think it has...
Soldier.
I don't... Yeah, I think the equivalent is just, War. Like, the adventure of the toy soldier.
Okay.
He gets bought for this little kid, and then I think, the kid grows up, it gets passed on, and... He gets thrown in a fireplace after, like, because the kid, like, breaks his leg off.
Oh.
Because the kid's a destructive little shit.
Oh.
As many children are.
My brother ate my dad's trains.
What? He ate them? Did he digest them properly?
No.
Yeah.
But they were, like, electric, and he's like, oh, trains.
Like...
Babies have a natural tendency to murder themselves.
No, babies have a natural tendency to be mini sharks and taste things with their mouth.
And stick their fingers into outlets.
And their eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's why you have to, like, swaddle them.
That's why you put them in little gloves.
Yeah. But, yeah, this soldier. he loses his leg. Thrown in the trash, probably picked up by a kid. And the mother's like, what the fuck? This is a trash.
This is a trash.
A trash. Yeah.
He gets
a
thrown
rough
into
translation.
Yeah, he gets thrown into a fireplace, and this ballerina toy somehow makes it in there as well, and she's also missing a leg, so they fall in love as they're burning.
Oh, that's
it's
oh.
very much like the Instant Crush music video.
Oh, that's a
it's
depressing
very,
music video.
Yeah, it is. I watched it the other day. It's very much like the Instant Crush music video. That's pretty much exactly it.
Maybe they just read that book. They're like, whoa.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
There was also a story about a little mouse who...
Did he get burned alive too?
No. He was really hungry, so he slithered into a coconut.
No, that's nice.
And drank all the milk and got really fat and then couldn't get out.
Oh no.
So he cried until he was skinny enough to leave.
That's so depressing.
Man, what the fuck?
Never ever forget that Armenia was under Russian communist rule until 1991.
Oh god.
I had a lot to write about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's gonna do it.
It sounds like
for
it
this
do it.
Podcast.
Before Deanna dies.
I can't remember anything else that I read from like in Armenian from when I was young before I knew English.
I only know
that would be
English.
Like before I went to preschool, because preschool ruined me. I'm, like, only semi-bilingual because of preschool.
Oh.
Were you left-handed?
Yeah, I was!
Oh, did they beat it out of you?
Pretty much!
Oh, no!
Literally, I was in kindergarten. This was at a Christian kindergarten.
Yep.
High school. Not...
Whoa!
Christian
straight
kindergarten.
High school,
elementary
you know.
School. I went to a Christian high school, too. That was fucked up.
I know they ask a lot out of you, but generally they keep 5-year-olds in kindergarten.
Suddenly aged 10 years after they beat my hand.
All right, Deanna, I know you just learned what the color red is, but here's some algebra.
So I wrote with my left hand for the longest time, and, like, my parents were, they, like, asked my doctor, is like, is this okay?
At least you could write.
And she was like, yeah, it's like, it's natural. Don't worry about it. And then either kindergarten or preschool, I was young, I can't remember, they were like, no, write with your right hand. Write with your right hand. And I was like, what? Okay. Because I was 3. I didn't know any better. But yeah, I'm like semi-ambidextrous now because I shoot archery as a lefty.
Whoa.
I do like things that, well, I think my dad picked up on it, that I will do things as a lefty, being a righty. Yeah, so fun facts about me, I guess. I don't lead an exciting life, I don't think. But then you get stories like this where it's like, yeah, they beat my left-handedness out of me. I read a story when I was a child about a mouse who ate food, engorged himself, and then cried. Is this why I don't like the vor fetish?
Yeah, it could be.
Vorbjorn.
All right. Anyway, to close out, if any character on the Overwatch roster is into vor, it's Hanzo. Let the dragon consume you.
Oh, that's true. He does talk about dragons eating you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, he has a dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. I leave you with that. What a great place to end it.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
What a great place to end it.
Just think, the next time you're sitting at home. And you're like, man, I should go to the gym today to exercise. Just think, you could just cry.
If only.
Yeah, if only.
And if you two only. Will escape like the rat did.
Is that Greg?
If that's Greg, I swear to God.
Is it fucking Greg?
There's no way.
There's no way. No, it's not Greg.
Oh, that's just racist.
These windows are clouded. Speaking of clouded windows, I would like to say one last thing about the Nintendo Switch.
What does that have to do with clouded
windows? I'm not
going to
throw it in my cloud.
No. The first like Nintendo Switch pop-up.
Can you get porn on it?
No. The first Nintendo Switch pop-up trial station thingy with John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was a week before console launch.
Yeah.
In order to protect the privacy of the games being played on the Switch, whenever it was like a room with like all glass windows. There was not a solid wall except for the front fucking door. Every time the Switch was docked and displaying on a large screen that could possibly be photographed from with a telephoto lens,
yeah,
the windows fogged up.
It seems like a lot of effort to waste.
Yeah, yeah. But like, it's one hell of a marketing stunt.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Stay safe, folks. It's a dangerous world out there.
I thought mm-hmm. you just said say safe.
Stay safe right now.
Spell it
safe.
With me right now.
Say it into the void.
Into the void.
F. E.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll do it for this week's podcast. This was episode 52, because we didn't say it in the beginning. But if you like looked in the title at all, it also says it there.
So yeah, fuck you for not noticing.
Yeah, fuck you for your piss-poor reading comprehension.
It's true. 52? Oh, what does that mean? Maybe it means episode 52, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next week when the Switch is out.
Yes.
And we're a few days away from PAX.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have a lot to say about the Switch.
Yeah, I'll have a lot to say about